Tasted Tuesday. I'm Tyler Glenn, and this is the show about food and fun places in the mayhem of life. Hope your Tuesday is off to a great start. Thanks for spending a little bit of your morning with us, or maybe you're going to be here for the entire show. It's a two-hour show, 7 till 9, every weekday morning, Central Time. We talk about food. We talk about some travel-related stuff, and of course, pop culture items, topical stuff, including big storms in Alberta yesterday. Holy cow. Did you see the video of that tornado? Whoa. Some pretty dramatic stuff. We've got it for you this morning. Also, news on a grandma in the States who sadly was taken to the funeral home after a passing, but then all of a sudden, uh-oh. Grandma's starting to breathe again. It's making international headlines. How does something like this happen exactly? Eight things that we hated as kids that we now love as adults. Oh, just can't get enough of them. I know sleep has got to be one of those. But I do have some good news in the car buying department. Car sales are coming back, and there's a reason for it. The price is coming down. A McDavid Tim Hortons, that would be a 9 sugar and 7 cream because he's 97. I don't know. The 9x9 is ridiculous if you ask me. I mean, it's hardly got any coffee in it. But Tim Hortons has got 10 area locations. The 18th Street location. Did you see Greg's pictures from yesterday? All the renovations are coming along quite nicely. And of course, they appreciate your patience while you enjoy the treat trailer. Somebody didn't even realize there was a treat trailer there. On Facebook saying, oh man, so does this mean I can't get my Timmy's? It's like, well, obviously you haven't been to South Brandon in the last little while because they've got a treat trailer set up there for you at the 18th Street location. And it's, you know, through the drive-thru, it's business as usual. You go through the drive-thru, and instead of stopping at the window at the store, you stop at the treat trailer. The treat trailer I'm going to hijack once this little project is done, and it's going in my driveway. And then I'm going to be the most popular guy in my neighborhood. I'm going to be the most popular guy in the city, maybe the province, maybe even Wabkanoo will come over and change all my tires once he realizes that I've hijacked the treat trailer. They have got some amazing drinks there. The caramel ice cap, the Oreo double stuff ice cap, two new sparkling quenching flavors, mango starfruit and wild berry hibiscus. And a new tiramisu cold brew. And don't forget, flatbread pizza is so popular. Speaking of cheese day, bacon everything, chicken parmesan, pepperoni, and simply cheese. Try one today, the flatbread pizzas at Tim Hortons with 10 area locations to serve you. Leon's Furniture Superstore at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon and also at leons.ca has got the No Money Miracle happening right now. Don't pay till 2026 with 0% interest and no monthly payments. Other than the taxes and the fees, you don't have to spend any money. And they have got some amazing deals. Wow. You know, while inflation has hit us in the pocketbook as far as, mortgages and rents and especially food, right? When it comes to furniture and appliances and electronics, the increase has been minimal and the deals are really rather incredible, I have to tell you. And when you can get one of those power reclining sofas that are regularly like close to $3,000 on for $12.99, that's a pretty good deal. That's like 50% off. The No Money Miracle continues at leons.ca and again at 3635 Victoria Avenue. And if you are having a conversation with a family member talking about future planning and maybe some estate planning, and you need some legal advice, please give my friends at Epp Law Office a call. They'll help you with wills and estates. They do corporate law too. And of course, if you're buying or selling a house, maybe that's you, your kids, your grandkids are going to venture off into the real estate market. You're going to need a lawyer for that. And that's why it's best to see our friends at Epp Law Office. You'll find them at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. They're a busy group over there. And there's a reason for that. It's because they're popular. And they're popular because they're kind, they're patient, they're great to work with. You'll be glad that you gave them a call at Epp Law Office, okay? Grandma was, she is alive. Apparently, there was a grandmother that had passed away, and this can happen from time to time. Lincoln, Nebraska. Everyone is sad. Everyone's making plans. And then they get a phone call. We've got some news on Grandma. Okay, are we going to be making a few more arrangements? Is there some questions that need to be answered? Is there some forms that need to be signed? Actually, quite the opposite. We have a bit of a situation here. It looks like Grandma is actually not dead. Sorry, what's that? Yeah, it looks like there's... we need you to come and get her. Can you come and pick her up? Are you kidding me right now? No, that's actually what happened. Here's a bit of the news report from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Turn of events in Lincoln today that's been making headlines across the country. It's what's being called a medical mishap when a woman thought to be dead started breathing in a funeral home. 1011's John Grinvall.
I would say it's a bit of a mishap. I'd say, yeah, it's a little bit of a mishap.
This morning, just before 10, a Lincoln woman on hospice was pronounced dead at Waverly's Mulberry Nursing Home. Then she came here to this central Lincoln mortuary.
Now, no one with the Butheris, Mazur, and Love Funeral Home wanted to go on camera today, but you can imagine the shock that some of their employees were in for when they discovered that Lincoln woman still breathing.
How was your day at work, honey? Well, I shit my pants. I was sitting there and I was getting ready to, you know, do what you do in a funeral home when all of a sudden I heard the greatest joke and I thought it was an employee telling me a joke when in fact it was this old woman that was laying there on the tourniquet and she cracked this great joke. And I said, oh, man, Susan, that's fantastic. Susan? And then Susan wasn't there. And then I realized, oh, no. Granny's alive.
From the highly unusual dispatch call made by an employee just before they were about to begin their process.
Oh, God.
A 24-year-old female that was believed to be deceased and brought here is now agonal breathing on the table.
Holy
Lincoln
God.
Fire and Rescue transported the 74-year-old to a hospital. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office is still investigating the case, but so far, they say it was just a mistake. We called LSO about an hour ago, and they couldn't confirm whether she's still alive.
This is a very unusual case. I've been doing this 31 years, and nothing like this has ever gotten to this point before. There's been people that we've gone to and found before, but it was way before something like this has happened.
Reporting in Lincoln, John Grinvalls, 1011 News.
Holy man, that's pretty wild. And then you've got the family to tell. And, you know, you're grieving. You know, you've lost a loved one. And then all of a sudden it's like, change that.
A series of
Talk about a wild situation. Lincoln, Nebraska. And Lancaster County, 74-year-old woman. Yes, please make sure before you do any... Because, you know, my wishes are to be cremated. And so I don't want to go into the old, you know, I don't even want to think about that. Hello. Hey, no. Guys. Hello. Is this what are we doing, guys? Please. Okay. Joke's on me. All right. Let me out. They got to find a way, a better way to make sure that it's for sure. Cindy says, I bet that funeral worker crapped their pants. Lindy says, Jesus, make sure I'm good and dead before sending me there. Does nobody have a mirror like you see in the movies? What the front door? Holy man. Janine says, hopefully the family wasn't counting on that inheritance just yet. Good point. We're on our way to Hawaii. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on final approach to Honolulu. If we could get a couple of passengers to the front, we've got a rather urgent phone call. Get set to grab your lay and hit the beach because we're about 2 minutes away from Honolulu. Yeah, rock and roll. Spending the cash. Hello? Yeah. Uh-huh. Sorry, what? What? Are you kidding me? We're on a plane to Hawaii. You know how much these tickets cost? I got a Ferrari waiting for me at the airport. Are you kidding me right now? Oh, my God. And I just, oh, God, I put a down payment on a mansion on the beach. Oh, God, yes, we'll catch the next flight home. Click. Oh, We spent all the money. We spent all the money. Cindy says, I think the doctor who signed the death certificate might be in a wee bit of trouble. Was a little bit fast, a little bit premature there. Quentin says, the spoiled kids who were banking on that big inheritance. That will not be happening. No,
I will live to say, oh, no, you're not getting your hands on my money yet. There's no, oh, no, 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 no. You put all that money back there, mister. I got some time in Vegas still. I got to go to the Thunder Down Under. I wish that's what I've been living for. That's why they say, oh, yeah, she's dead. Bullshit. I got to go to the Thunder Down Under. Oh, thunder, and the thunder rolls. Oh, yeah. Get away from me. Give me my cane. Get me a taxi. I'm going to the airport right from this funeral home. My greedy bastard family can go to hell.
Oh, wow. It's a bit shocking. It is. It's a bit shocking. Speaking of cash, though, money you think is coming. A New York couple was out doing something called magnet fishing. I've heard of people in our area doing this. You get these super magnets. You put them on a line, big string, big rope, and then you throw them in the river. And you just hope that, well, you don't attach to a car that someone was trying to get rid of with some evidence from something in the river. No, the goal being that you're going to pull out some jewels. You're going to pull out some diamonds. You're going to pull out something heavy that's valuable. Well, in New York, this couple did pull out something big, something valuable. We'll tell you what it is coming up in just a second. First, a reminder that the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show is Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Make sure those fluids are all good and ready to go for your summer trip. So many people doing a summer road trip this year, and you're going to want to make sure that everything is operating copacetic. So get it looked after, get it looked over. They'll show you your filters while you wait. Grab a coffee up at Allison's and let them take care of you at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. They take care of the community because you know what? There is a donation made every time someone gets an oil change there to Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Kuiper's Family Bakery is Westman's favorite bakery for things like cinnamon buns, hot dog and hamburger buns, fresh loaves of all kinds. They have got amazing biscuits and buns and baked goods. You're going to want to pay them a visit to take a look at what is in their jewel case, their beautiful glass case that features all their beautiful baking products at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Delectable treats they create with care. They've got monster cookies that are super popular. They've got pizza buns. They have got amazing rye bread, too. Check it out. Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner beside Tasty's. And the Skydancer Casino, home of a nice-sized little carnival. It's going to be coming in the month of July, July 3rd to 7th. They're going to have the Thomas Carnival roll into town with some rides for you for the 4th of July. They've also got some live performances on the way, including Nelly, August. I was going to say August long weekend, but no, it's I think it's the weekend after. Nelly is coming in August. Hunter Hayes is coming in November. And of course, they've got the big water slide park there with the retractable roof, which is awesome this time of year. Not today or tomorrow, but likely on the weekend, they're going to be opening up that roof. And the kids enjoying the water slide park and the lazy river. And that roof is open, blue sky, fresh air coming in. It is a phenomenal little place, the Skydancer Casino and the Turtle Island Adventure Park, the beautiful water park there, and trampoline park, too. It's all at the Skydancer Casino. Go to skydancercasino.com. You can follow them on their social media channels, too. They're just 88 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. This New York couple were down at the river, and they were doing some magnet fishing, and they pulled out a safe. A safe. And when they opened up the safe, inside was $130,000. Why can't I have luck like that? Oh, no. This is crazy. They were in Corona Park in Queens. James Kane and Barbie Agostini said they reeled in a safe containing wads of $100 bills, estimated to be worth about $100,000 U.S., $137,000 Canadian. Magnet fishing has become an increasingly popular pastime in both urban and rural areas, much to do with trendy social media videos. Similar to true fishing, the hobby involves treasure hunters tossing a strong magnet into bodies of water with the hopes of recovering items to the surface. Unfortunately for Kane and Agostini, the currency inside the safe was damaged by the lake water. It's not clear when the deposit box was tossed into the waterway. Holy crap, I would be at home with a friggin' hair dryer. They'd be, all these dollar bills would be out on the lawn. What you doing? I'm just literally laundering some cash. Oh, just laundering some cat. No, that joke didn't fit the bill. Okay, enough with the puns. Oh, man. Enough puns. You might change the channel. Change, buddy. But okay. I'll stop. So what happened? They were magnet fishing, and they found a lot of treasures over the years. These two have found umbrellas. They've found old cell phones. They've even pulled up a car door. I think that if I got a car door halfway out of the river, I'd probably be throwing that one back. They don't taste too good. I know you can use butter, but what the hell are you going to do with a car door? Seriously. Even knives and firearms. Ooh-hoo-hoo-hoo! Pulling up guns and knives. That sounds like fun. 1 year they pulled up a grenade, a hand grenade. Holy man. The grenade was not active as the device had corroded and the gunpowder had been emptied out of the bottom, thank God. But, this is magnet fishing in Amsterdam. Okay, so we're going to see this guy do a little bit of magnet fishing in Amsterdam. You throw the magnet in the water. Pull it up. And
I've got the handlebars of a bike.
What the hell is
and
it?
And the bell. Let's see if the bell works.
A bike handle. God, the garbage that's just in the river.
But,
it's disgusting.
Looks like, the bike's gone.
Yeah, what you gonna do with what you gonna do with the bike handle there, man? Okay, he's throwing it again. What are you gonna get? Oh, pull up that safe. Pull up the safe full of cash. No, it's gonna be on an entire bike. And it's awesome. Someone had fallen off their bike the last time, and they're like, for sakes, that's it. This bike is going in the river. I have fallen off this bike the last time. Quentin says he saw one guy pull a dirt bike out of the river. Who is throwing dirt bikes into the river? Coins, scrap metal. That's just, it's unbelievable. Holy cow. And the TikTok videos, I mean, I'll post this on my website at tylerglennshow.com. People are pulling out all kinds of stuff. You just throw a magnet. I don't know. I kind of find it gross. And I don't think, when are you going to find something valuable? Would somebody throw gold bars in a river? I don't think so. I don't think. What would be the most valuable thing that you, I guess, I mean, these people did get a safe. But they said the money was all ruined. Now, do we have an update here? I'm just quickly looking to see if there's an update on the story. Like if they were able to dry out the cash. I would desperately try and dry out that money. Now, if the serial numbers are damaged, they could be SOL. I think that's the big one. It's not necessarily even the artwork on the dollar bill. It's like if you can read the serial numbers, they'll take it. Nope. They call magnet fishing the poor man's treasure hunting. Well, it's right up my alley. Sounds great. They contacted the police involving the safe and the cash. They investigated the abandoned safe and determined there is no crime involved. So, like, They said the safe was obviously stolen, but there were no IDs on the box, no identification, and no way to identify the original owner. And it looks as if the currency couldn't be saved. Oh, but how? Oh, see, it is just frustrating. You bring in this safe filled with cash, and you're like, oh, please, please, even a dollar of this, even $100. No, it's all ruined. Can't read the serial numbers on the bills. What a disappointment. What a waste of time. And then you'll take your fishing rod and your magnet and throw it in the river. Say, screw this. This is going in the river with everything else, all the other trash. Both new and used car prices are normalizing from pandemic peaks. But according to Bank of America, sales have flatlined. Consumers are still priced out of the market. Interest rates are too high for people to get into cars. The Bank of Canada is out with an interest rate announcement tomorrow. And apparently, word has it that those interest rates could be coming down. Some have turned to electric vehicles and hybrids, EV loan originations rising steeply. Some states and some provinces, they're bringing out some incentives, some bonuses, some reduced financing charges if you decide to get one of those electric vehicles. Car prices are falling back down to earth in a steady decline, but no relief for consumer wallets just yet until interest rates start to come down. This is a graph of new and used vehicle prices increasing significantly during the pandemic because of a drop in inventories, but have begun to return to pre-pandemic levels. I had said when we got hit with the pandemic, we were going to lose 10 years. It looks like I was half right. By 2025, we could start to see food prices drop, well, not drop, level off. Car prices are now returning to normal. Interest rates are going to slowly start returning to normal. So, well, think of it this way. They said 4 weeks to flatten the curve, and it was only 5 years. So, you lose 5 years. What's 5 years? So, Taste of Tuesday with Co-ops of Westman. Co-op Gold, you're at home here with your local Co-ops of Western Manitoba. Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepaw, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota. So you're around the campfire. You're going to be enjoying the football game Thursday. Bombers open the season against Montreal. You're going to want to grab a bag of these. Which one should I try first? The street corn, the chili lime, cold snack mix. Co-op Gold snack mix. They've got chili roasted corn, sunflower, sesame chips, enriched flour. They've got sesame seeds. They've got bulgur wheat, onion powder, spices. So they're kind of a wheat corn snack mix. Okay, chili lime. Let's try that one. All right, chili lime. Spicy and tangy. Not hot, though. So, Lindy, I'm thinking of you. The street corn is one of my favorite flavors. And because there's corn in this, I bet you this is going to be... Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, wow. I want to take a picture of these after. God. Well, at least your snacks won't dry out when you're out of the campsite. Mmm. Wow. Big on the pineapple, though. If you're a fan of pineapple, oh, you're going to love these. The chili lime is nice. It's not hot. It's got, obviously, a chili lime flavor with some corn and nuts mixed in with it. Pretty good. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would say it's a solid 3.5. The Elote Mexican Street Corn. Oh, wow. This has got all the flavors that you know from the actual street corn, including the cheese and the mayo, and, of course, the corn. I would say this is a 4.5 out of 5 on that one. And this one is the pineapple habanero honey roasted. I would say it's got obviously the flavor of some spice and the sweetness too, although more pineapple than the habanero. It gets a solid 4. So the silver medalist. Ole! Have that. I want some tequila right now. I want some Corona. Thank you, Co-ops of Westman, on Taste of Tuesday. You're at home here with Heritage Co-op, Pemina Co-op, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary Co-op, Neepaw Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op, too. There is a new list of America's most popular baby names. Oh, we love to talk about this every year, don't we? Let's take a look together and see if there's any weird and wacky baby names. Normally, they come from the Bible. I think they're pretty much straightforward. Let's see if there's any surprises. America's top baby names are in for 2023 for men and women, girls and boys. And so we have got William, Lucas, Henry, Theodore, Mateo. Interesting. At number 6. Elijah at 5. James at 4. Oliver at 3. Noah at 2. And the number 1 name for boys in 2023 was Liam. Quentin wants to know why his name is never on the list. We can't. People, you have to, as soon as you have to educate people on how to pronounce your name, you know it's not going to make the list. Why couldn't it just been Joe Durhack? That just sounds so, it sounds Sifton. It sounds Joe Durhack. Hey, Joe Durhack. Joe. Luna for girls at number 10, followed by Evelyn, Ava, Isabella, Mia, Sophia, Amelia, Charlotte is at number 3, Emma at 2, and the number 1 name for baby girls is Olivia. Mama JS says 1 of 3 girls are in the top 10. Olivia, number 1. Number 1, Olivia. That's a nice name. I like all those names. None of them stick out to me that you go, oh, that's weird. Although Mateo seems probably among the most modern of the list. Mateo, because Theodore, I mean, you had Roosevelt, Henry, and Lucas. Those seem traditional. William, my son's middle name is actually, one of his middle names is William. Ava, Evelyn, Luna. Very nice. So there you go. Quentin says he can't see Karen anywhere. I would think that, there's likely a reason for that. It's like Chad. Chad is not on the list either. Karen and Chad have both taken a hit. Cindy says, Isabel is my middle name. Mama JS, one of my 3 girls, twitches and helping me with my typing. Oh, okay. Blame the platform. I asked that on Facebook this morning, and we're going to touch on that in the next little bit. Scariest vacation moments. Scary vacation moments. Don't be scared if you get hail on your vehicle. Take it to Auto Fashion. Auto Fashion is SGI and MPI accredited. They also do paintless dent repair. They also do special ceramic coating. They are the professionals for automotive protection, and they're professionals for hail repair. So I do want you to remember the name Auto Fashion. You can find them at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet next to the car wash. Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa. Tomorrow is the wine tasting event at Clarso Nordic Spa, one of many set for the summer. You're going to want to check that out. Give the Elkhorn Resort a call and take advantage of an opportunity to visit with a sommelier. There's some wine pairing with some delicious food on a charcuterie board, likely more than one. And, of course, you get that beautiful dip in the Clarso Nordic Spa. They've got some tremendous entertainment coming in the month of June at the Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa. So give them a follow on social media channels, and you'll see some of the great local acts that will be performing at the Elkhorn. Spread the word, too. If you're up at Clear Lake and people are like, I'm kind of bored, looking for something to do in the evening, you're going to want to check out the Elkhorn Resort because they've got live entertainment all summer long. There's always a band playing. There's always an act playing at the Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa. Again, give them a follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and stay up to date on happenings over at the Elkhorn. And Sunrise Credit Union, win some free gas, win some free groceries with Sunrise Credit Union. It is the great gas and grocery giveaway. $1,000 in gas and grocery gift cards from local businesses to one lucky member in each of the 3 districts for a total of $3,000. Now, starting June 2nd, which is already underway, all members who have been approved for a new Sunrise Credit Union loan by August the 3rd are automatically entered in the giveaway. What loans qualify? Personal, commercial, and ag loans are eligible for the great gas and grocery giveaway. For more details, visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. Scariest vacation moments. What say you? Did you go on a vacation once and things kind of got... Christine said that when she was on a Starjet with us, and this is true, she says the landing over the mountains when we bounced hard. I think it was Mazatlan. We were coming down over a mountain and it was a smooth as silk landing up until the last 10 seconds. Because what happened was a gust of wind came just before he was going to put the plane down onto the runway. And when a gust of wind came, it actually pushed the airplane down and it landed hard, like so hard that the rattling of the overhead bins, I thought that stuff was going to start falling out of the overhead bins. It didn't, but you could hear a collective gasp on board. You could hear a, oh, like that as we, oh, as we landed the aircraft. It was a crosswind that took us down hard, but it was okay. It was quick and that, but it was scary nonetheless, but you didn't realize it was scary till after it had happened. Laura says, when traveling from Paris to Barcelona by train, I was 5 months pregnant. Mid-travel, they announced over the speaker that all train personnel were going on strike effective immediately. What? We had to disembark the train on the next stop, having no idea where we were. We had to scramble to find accommodations and alternate travel to get to Barcelona. Ended up being a good thing, though, as the stop went in Montpellier in the south of France. A beautiful city, and I wouldn't have seen it otherwise, but it was still scary. Scary stories and travel. Nancy says, staying at the West Edmonton Mall, was taking the elevator when it suddenly dropped 3 floors. Oof. I'm talking lift you in the air dropped. It stopped mid-floor on a slight angle. Oh my God. Do you got an elevator phobia? Cover your ears. It stopped mid-floor on an angle. Had to wait inside for about an hour before they got it going again. Got off on the next floor and took the stairs after that. Cindy went to a wedding in Alberta and went shopping one day. My youngest, Taylor, was about 7 and was supposed to be with her aunt in the store. When we were going to leave the store, we couldn't find her. Scariest moment of my life. After what seemed like forever, but was only about 5 minutes, we found her. Melanie says, coming back from Nigeria in 2011, we hit the most terrible turbulence. The plane dropped suddenly. Then it was shaking. People were crying. People were praying. It was so scary. I thought we were all done for. Well, and always remember that turbulence cannot be so bad that it rips apart an airplane. It just has never happened. And the only way turbulence can bring an airplane down is like in the situation that I had mentioned about our landing in Mexico. If it does it in the last couple minutes of your flight. But turbulence, now it can shake, rattle, roll. I was told that pilots like do loop-de-loops in those big 747 jets. They punish those jets on purpose. They test them and punish them in turbulence, loop-de-loops. Of course, there's no one on there. Can you imagine they forgot I was on there? Hello, I'm in the back. Oh, shit, you guys, don't do the testing when I'm in. Cindy says she's got some good mosquito spray. I heard if Watkins mosquito spray is good. Combat. Oh, there's the deet. She didn't get that up here. Somebody smuggled that in. Canada Customs will be looking for you. Ah, don't worry. Canada's not being run by Canadians anyway. We'll have to check with China and Russia on that. You might be in trouble. Don't read the news. Whatever you do, don't read the news if you can find it. Oh, my God. Federal government is doing a press conference right now talking about the foreigners running Canada right now. Oh, then nothing will go wrong. Darcel says, we were in Hawaii 2017. An alert on our phone for a bomb threat. 30 minutes later, we got another message. It was a mistake. She was there. Darcel was in Hawaii. That is a world famous event. And somebody local, one of our Sunseekers, was in Hawaii when that happened. The phone systems went down in Hawaii. Jim Carrey was on the island. He said that he bawled and tried getting a hold of his kids. and couldn't do it. Went to the top of the highest mountain he could, knowing that there might be a few minutes left in his life. And he actually put this in his book. It's kind of when Jim Carrey decided, you know what, acting's pretty much done for me. I'm going to do art. I'm going to love my family. I'm going to take it easy. And he says he sat on the mountain and he made peace with God. He thanked him for everything. He thought of his family. He thought of all the good times he had. And he says, it's interesting. He didn't think about the movies he made. He didn't think about all the money he made. He said, I didn't think about the success I had. It's an amazing story. Even better, obviously, when he tells it. But it stuck with me because Jim Carrey thought he was going to die when that message came on the phones. And actually, we have got, she sent a copy of the message, actually. Can you imagine how scary this would be? This is it right here. Emergency alert. Ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. Can you imagine getting that on your phone? You put the media on and they say it's nuclear. This is a nuclear warning. There are missiles coming in. And so you have 36 minutes to kind of make your peace. Thanks for sharing, Darcel. That is amazing. I had no idea someone local went through this. Well, and you can't. Blessed Mama says, where the hell would you go? What could you do? Well, like Jim Carrey was in a car, got the message, pulled over. And immediately everybody start. Of course, your first reaction is to call everybody. You want to call your friends. You want to call family. You want to say, there's going to be a missile coming. This could be it for me. And I just want to say, and then you have to say what you're going to say. And I would bet my house, my car, my show, my career, my dog. I love you. I love you. Take care. Take care of yourself. Thank you for everything. Know that I love you. That's all. That's it. At the end, that's it. And then you make your peace. And then when the no missile threat alert comes in, false alarm, I think I'd throw my phone in the ocean. I think I'd be like, and then I'd get really drunk. Molly says, find Droogs. Droogs? Who's Droogs? Go drink tequila. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even want to think of that situation. That's a pretty stressful situation. I'm more of a have some tequila to celebrate. I guess you kind of technically could celebrate a good life and you got like 20 minutes left. I guess you could. I was in tears, heart racing, took a breather, found a cute souvenir shop and let our kids each buy something. Isn't that the truth, eh? After going through one of those scary situations that are kind of a life-altering experience, as Zumba Bernice says, as soon as you go through something like that, and what's interesting is those types of events can happen anytime, anywhere. We are seconds away from bye-bye, everybody. See you later. Be good. Tell people you love them. I'm a hugger. I'm sorry. I am. I'm a bit of a hugger. Yeah, you just never know when it's all going to come to an end. So it's easier to just be kind to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Be kind to yourself. Visit Corey and the crew over at Natural Elements in Brandon. Go for a soak. Go for a soak at Natural Elements in Brandon. That Epsom salt soak. 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt is waiting for you. While Tyler, your buddy Ty, puts 1,000 pounds of salt on his fries, you'll soak in 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt in this salt float. That'll be easy on the muscles, easy on those achy bones. It's relaxing. It's good for your mental health. It's good for your sleep. And it's just part of the services that they provide at Natural Elements on Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Go to their website, floataway.ca. See all the details on halotherapy, float therapy, massage therapy. They're behind Precision Dental in the former CKX TV building at 2940 Victoria Avenue. Again, the website address is floataway.ca. Have a great day, you guys. Thanks for being here, and we'll do it again tomorrow at 7 o'clock Central. More food, fun places, and mayhem of life, and beach time, of course. Have an awesome day, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Take care, guys.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.